الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all his companions. Today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hafiz, the guardian. In continuation of our series about Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards the faith in the hearts of the Muslims and the mu'mins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards the believers. They send angels to protect them in the morning and in the evenings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a guardian, and also the angels who write down all the deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards the heavens and the earth. Guards the heavens from falling on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards all things in the world to be in the utmost excellent system that the human mind will not comprehend about what's behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard the believers from doing any bad deeds. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guard you in the time in need, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you, and you feel that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you in the time that you most need it, that you don't expect. This is the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards the two contradicting things at the same time in your body. Look what's in your body. Your body is fluid and also heat. To have both of them, not to overcome the others, that needs guardian from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? By you drinking the water, you keep in your body in a way that to be in reasonable percentage between the two contradicting things, the fire and the water. The fire can make the water evaporate, and the water will also set the fire off. But both of them are in your body. And see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guard you from two things contradicted. with each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard the plants. If you look at the plants, give every plant a way to be protected. Even give the animals, give the earth, all protections, and all this with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the life to continue until the time come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep the humans from being demolished by giving the humans ways to survive, and so on, the animals also, and the plants, and everything on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has means to protect all the creatures from the strong and the weak. So He gives them reason to protect themselves along the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angels in the earth to protect the humans from the evils and from the devils. If the humans are left for the devils will harm the humans. So always, how you protect yourself, these verses that you can recite. And one of these greatest verse that you recite, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This verse is Ayatul Kursi that you can recite before you go to sleep. And with this Ayatul Kursi, that you can even protect yourself from the devils at any time. One story has happened that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was guarding the zakah in the masjid, and at night someone came and he was taken from that zakah. So, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira told them that I want to take you to the Prophet. He said, leave me, I have children to feed and I'm not going to do this again. So he left him for that reason. But Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Huraira, so what did your captive say to you last night, Abu Huraira? He said, he told me that he had children to feed and he's not going to do that again. He said, he will come back again. So that, it was a devil, came back again to Abu Huraira and took from the zakah. And he told him, leave me, I don't have anything to feed my children. So he left him, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him he's going to come again. And the third time he said, no, I'm not going to leave you, I'm going to take you to the Prophet. He said, leave me, and I'm going to tell you something that will protect you from the devils. What was that? He said, Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi, the greatest verse in the Quran, that when you recite, before you go to sleep, and before anything you do, so you are protected by angels from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the humans ways to be protected and to be survive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will give the the rulers will give them ways to rule, but also can take it away from them. So the guardian, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give whoever wants and will take from whoever wants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also will send the angels to protect the humans in the time of jihad. And in several battles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angels, and even they fought with the believers. So all this will come from the belief. When you have a strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you and even will guide you and will send anything to harm you away from you. So Allah, la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'iznihi, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a, wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wa al-ard, wa la yu'tihi hifdhahuma wa huwa al-'aliyyu al-'azim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that he's going to guard the Quran al-Kareem. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Throughout the history, no one did or will ever change the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. We sent the Quran and we're going to protect it, we're going to guard it. And this is a promise till the Day of Judgment. So the Quran al-Kareem is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to protect your deen if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. And this is a promise too, that وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So if you pray on time, and the prayer is one of the most important thing in your life. If you keep your prayer on time, that's going to be a way to protect yourself, because you are always in constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you do that 5 times a day, you're going to be remembering that you're going to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's a way of protection. To protect yourself is by the remembrance of Allah. Allahu khayru hafidha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best guardian. In the story of Hajar, the mother of Ismail, when Prophet Ibrahim took her to Mecca and left her in the desert alone with her baby. Nothing was there at all. And she called him, "Are you going to leave us here?" And he did not respond. "And you going to leave us here?" No response from Ibrahim. And when she asked him last and told him, "Allah asked you to do that?" He said, "Yes." Then she said, "Allahu khayru hafidha. Allah will protect us." She had a strong belief that Allah going to protect her. And Hajar and her son Ismail, after that, they were protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent the tribes even around them to guard them, not only to guard them. So the people came to guard them, and Prophet Ismail grew up among them, and she was the owner of the well of Zamzam, and she was protected, and she went into history by her strong belief, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected her because of her strong belief. So there's a verses that's called the verses of the guard or the guardian. If you look these verses here and you try to recite them, so in Surah Al-Baqarah, say وَلَا يُؤْدُو حَفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. In Surah Yusuf, والله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. سورة الرعد, له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله. سورة الصفات, وحفظا من كل شيطان مارد. So this is a way to protect yourself from the devil by the Quran. Quran will put the shield. And the story, this is a very famous story about a girl that she was strong believer, and she was late, and she was walking by herself in the metro station. That's what happened in Europe, and she was reciting Quran, and she saw a man that was very dangerous, but somehow every time this man come closer to her, he would go away again, try to come and then go away. And then in the news the following day, this girl heard that there was a murder in that station at that specific time when she was there. And she was surprised because that was the time she was there. She wanted to know and to meet that person who killed that another woman before after her. She went and she found that it's the same person who was the one who was getting closer to her and then will go away again. She did ask him, well, you are the one that was last night and you used to come closer to me and then you go away. Why you didn't kill me? Why you did kill that other person? He told her, yes, I remember you. How I would kill you and you have two bodyguards behind you, huge bodyguards behind you. The bodyguards was angels, was protecting this girl from that person, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you angels to protect you, you don't see. And look at your life, and you see how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected you from accidents in the roads, or just a split second while you were about to fall or to do something, but you were just felt it, that someone is waking you up, someone is calling you to do whatever. That's for sure. When you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. وَحِفْظًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ وَحَفَظْنَاهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ وَزَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحٍ وَحِفْظًا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ وَرَبُّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه الساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So how you can apply this beautiful name to yourself? How you can use Al-Hafiz, the guardian, to yourself? How you can apply it in your life? You apply it to your life to be Hafiz, to be guard, to guard your tongue from saying the wrong things, to guard your parts from committing sins, to guard your family, because this is your responsibility, to guard other people's feelings, to guard the nature, to guard your neighbors, to guard everything in your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause for your belief to be strong as you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get closer to you as you get closer to Him. To guard your swearing, you don't swear or to minimize swearing. Only you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you keep all this in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and will help you along the way without any previous knowledge from you. Sayyidina Ayyub radiallahu anhu, or alayhi salam, at one time when he swore that he's going to hit his wife 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found a way for him. Why? Because he said whenever he was passing by and see someone swearing, he will go and even pay charity for this person who was swearing even without their knowledge. So staying away from swearing, staying away from saying the wrong things, that will always get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will help you to stay in the right path. Ya Ilahi, Ya Hafiz, Ya man hafazta al-sama' an taqa' ala al-ard, wa ya man hafazta makhlouqatik, ihfazni bi'inayatik wa ri'ayatik, Ya Hafiz, Allahumma hafazna fawqa al-ard, واحفظنا تحت الأرض واحفظنا يوم العرض اللهم احفظنا من فتن الليل والنهار ومن طوارق الليل والنهار إلا طارقا يطرق بخير يا رحمن اللهم احفظنا بحفظك الذي لا يرام احفظنا من شياطين الإنس والجن بفضلك وكرمك يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.